This recording, Curaçao 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Come and Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Come and Get a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bait the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure."
All right. So I was born in Wales and I moved as a baby to Curaçao, and then always living there, we went on holidays in the Netherlands, but we never came to the UK. So as soon as I moved from the island to go study abroad in Rotterdam, I wanted to come back. So in 2012, I managed to find someone who could take me, and we went into like a UK tour. So I really like the nature, really like the environment that I saw and things I saw. I met with the school as well as I was planning to go to university. And then after I finished, I graduated my bachelor's in Rotterdam, I then decided I'm going to move to England. Was a stressful application, but I managed to get in. So, yeah. And I always wanted to come here and live because when I was younger, people used to tease me because obviously in Curaçao, you don't know what Penard means or you don't know where it comes from. So everybody, my brothers used to tell me I'm adopted. So that's why I thought I can come and then show them I'm from here. And then I will shut up all of those discussions for the rest of their life because I managed to, you know, become an English, a British citizen. Me da gusta Curaçao, porque Curaçao é uma isla bonita, caminha, treina da papa, 4 idiomas. E nós assim, foi na chiquito de interactuar com diferentes culturas. Que você está sendo único. E o que vai viver Curaçao, back of St. Martin, que tem outra isla de Curaçao, caminha com a vida de um pouco mais relax e chill, caminha para poder enjoy um pouco mais melhor.